You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underley. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. Wisconsin voters can expect to hear more about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court as a presidential campaign issue. Four of the nine justices will soon turn 70.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
Joe Hines is with the progressive group Stand Up America. Two dozen people in Wisconsin have landed in the hospital after eating eggs that are now being recalled. The eggs came from a farm in Bondwell. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also part of the recall. Wisconsin is getting $115 million to hook up public libraries and community centers to the internet. 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The money is meant to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have little to no broadband access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Motorists in Milwaukee should be prepared for potential traffic tie-ups today as President Joe Biden visits the city. He's addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will be campaigning in Beloit and Madison tomorrow. Your thoughts on the future of MPS is being asked for. Milwaukee Public Schools is launching a series of forums as part of its superintendent search. The district has scheduled multiple in-person gatherings at the MPS Central Office tomorrow and Thursday. That's for staff, students, and community organizations. An event for the entire community will be held at the St. Anne Center Thursday night. While initially called suspicious, details are still few regarding a deadly Walworth County fire. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of Saturday night's fatal fire as 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley. Details about the fire's origin and the cause of deaths remain unknown. Investigators initially called the house fire a crime scene, but haven't provided an update on those claims. While labor disputes continue to impact Milwaukee workers, union members in Janesville have reached a resolution. Coach USA Van Galder and Teamsters Local 120 have finalized a three-year contract agreement covering drivers, mechanics, and cleaners. The deal ensures uninterrupted transportation services for Janesville School District students. About 40 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers remain on strike at the Miller Brewing Company. A new effort to get the lead out will start soon in Milwaukee. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to receive over $12 million for lead paint removal in homes. It's funded through a federal grant program. The funding includes almost $8 million just for Milwaukee County. Milwaukee's port is set to expand its cruise ship capabilities. There's a proposal to fund a new $17 million dock. The new facility is designed to host the largest Great Lakes vessels and be built on vacant land near the Lake Express Ferry Terminal. Port officials say the investment will solidify Milwaukee's position in the cruise ship marketplace. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs to be back at work tomorrow. Doubs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
The one thing I'll say about it is, it's a pretty isolated incident. Like, this has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer, my PT, all of that stuff. We just got connected, and then we put a plan together all the way through the offseason, and we executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention Bear fans. No, not those kind. The Bear will be back for a season 4, and actress Sarah Paulson, who plays Cousin Michelle on the show, indicated she will be back as well. The actress indicated as much while discussing her new horror film, Hold Your Breath, with the New York Post. Hold Your Breath dropped last Thursday on Hulu to pretty mediocre reviews. The film also stars fellow The Bear cast member and 2-time Emmy winner Ebon Moss-Bacharach. Season 4 of The Bear could return as early as 2025. In How Clueless Can You Possibly Be news, a man approached Sean Combs' ex, Young Miami, and asked her to sign a bottle of baby oil. The rapper was sitting in an SUV when the fan approached and asked her through an open window to sign his toiletry. The FBI uncovered thousands of bottles of baby oil from Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles earlier this year. The only thing that could make this story even weirder is if it was totally random and the guy had no knowledge of Sean Combs' scandal. Beyoncé's album Cowboy Carter was snubbed when it came to the Country Music Awards, even though it hit the top of the charts. Country singer Luke Bryan addressed the controversy on the Andy Cohen Live podcast, saying he understood why her fans were upset, but also gave Beyoncé some advice, saying, "If you're going to make country albums, come into our world and be country with us." Just a word to the wise for Beyoncé, renting a U-Haul might be sort of tough if you're moving to Nashville. People that have near-death experiences often say they see a light. During COVID, Al Pacino says he was close to death and even had no pulse at one point, and paramedics had to bring him back to life. Pacino also offered that when he was supposedly no longer alive and transitioning, that there was nothing and he did not see a light. Or maybe God saw Righteous Kill. The Joker 2, Folie à Deux, took number one at the box office this past weekend. The film brought in $40 million to lead the way, but given that both audiences and critics showed approval ratings in the low 30s, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it would be a surprise if the Joker sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga showed any type of legs at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's champ, The Wild Robot, which added a few screens and took in almost $19 million domestically. The Wild Robot, in contrast to The Joker, is rocking a 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes with both critics and audiences. My guess is the 2% in each case are moviegoers who enjoyed The Joker. Coming in third place was Beetlejuice, with just over $10 million at the box office in its fifth week of release. The Beetlejuice sequel has taken in $265 million domestically. Rounding out this week's top five are Transformers 1 and Speak No Evil. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday, sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.